escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing short of outstanding. She is an MVP for us. She is currently landing in Philadelphia to get set for these joint practices. I'm not sure if she's landing the plane herself, which I do think she could do. I think she could land the plane, talk to us on the phone, and get everyone there safely. I'm just, so much I trust her.
There it is. Yeah.
So Mary Kay is going to join us here in a second. We'll talk to her as soon as she has an opportunity. She's literally walking off the plane to make sure that you have the opportunity to hear what she has to say about the Browns. As they get set for an interesting week, they're in Philadelphia for joint practices, and there she is, Mary Kay, on the fan hotline. Mary Kay, your dedication to this program is outstanding. We know you just landed. Thank you for your time.
Oh, no problem. Anything for you guys, that's for sure.
Yeah, are you right on the jetway?
No, I'm in the concourse now.
Oh, you're in the concourse. This is why you are a Hall of Famer. I just want you to know that, and a great leader. All right, as you set foot in Philadelphia, what are your expectations and thoughts for the next 2 days of practice compared to what we're going to see on Saturday?
Well, what we're going to see over the next 2 days are a lot of the veterans going against the Philadelphia Eagles ones, and that's the whole key to these joint practices, is to see what Joe Flacco can do against this number one defense of the Eagles, to see what Jerry Jeudy and Cedric Tillman and Dave Njoku look like against this number one defense, against this pass rush, and against this great secondary. So really, that's what I'm most interested in seeing, is how is this new offense going to perform against such a great defense, one that really helped them win the Super Bowl last year.
Do you expect Kenny Pickett to take part in any of this, Mary Kay, or do you think he's still not good to go?
He will take part in some of it. He will be in 7-on-7s and individual drills. He's not expected to be back in any 11-on-11s yet. That's what Kevin told us yesterday, so I will be surprised if that happens. I wrote a column yesterday saying that, in my mind, that means to me that Joe Flacco really has a leg up in this competition, and he has the inside track to win it, because Kenny hasn't had enough time on task with the first-team offense. He practiced for 4 days. He's missed the last 8 practices of 11-on-11s, and he missed a whole week of just doing nothing. And so I just really don't know how he would come back now and win this thing and beat out Joe.
See, that's what I'm thinking, too. If he doesn't take part this week on a high level, like the same level as Flacco, I don't know how the team could turn around and name him a starting quarterback based on what happens leading into the third preseason game and maybe in the third preseason game. If that doesn't happen, is he your backup quarterback?
Yeah, I would think that he could be your backup quarterback, but they don't really have to worry about that so much, because you can go game by game on that. You can mess around with practice squads and all that kind of stuff. So they don't really have to worry about that. If he's 100% healthy and ready to go, and he has had enough time to be able to step in there and function effectively as the backup, then they can make him that. But they also don't have to. And I think that's another reason why they have been giving Dylan Gabriel plenty of work with the first team, because I think they're looking at him as a potential backup as well. And then also it gives you some options just in terms of, you know, if someone comes calling for anyone. I still think all four will make the roster, but I think there's still plenty of time left to see how it all shakes out.
Mary Kay, just give me the big picture on Shador. And now that we've had a couple days to think about it and just kind of let it sink in, I'm still impressed that with his poise from Friday. I'm still impressed with some things that I thought he needed to show, especially after, you know, dropping to the fifth round. But give me the big picture on Shador right now.
Well, Shador passed the test with flying colors. He did exactly what they hoped he would do. He went out and he functioned really well. The moment wasn't too big for him. He showed off his elite accuracy and his touch on the football. Those were two really great touchdown passes to Caden Davis. And, you know, he drifted a few times and did a few things that he would like to have back, I'm sure. But for the most part, he functioned really well. Now, the thing to remember, and the reason why I also wrote that he's a long shot to start week one, is the fact that Kevin Stefanski sets it up so that his young quarterbacks do look good in these preseason games, so that they can play fast. If you look back over the stats over the years, Joshua Dobbs played well, Tyler Huntley played well, DTR played well in preseason, and it gets everyone all excited, and that's great. You want that. That's exactly what you hope for. But it doesn't mean that he's ready to start week one. He still has a ways to go.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the PlainDealerCleveland.com. You've written some great pieces over the years about Myles Garrett. Unfortunately, some of them have been about his driving habits, including the one that's out there now. You've talked about how his family members have talked to him and everything. What's going to slow this guy down, Mary Kay?
Yeah, I was surprised about this. And while I was on the plane, I was working on a column trying to figure out what I wanted to say about this. And I feel like I need to say something, because when Shador Sanders got his two speeding tickets, I talked about what a concern those were. Yeah. So, I really feel like I need to weigh in on this. And I don't know exactly, you know, 100% where I'm going with it yet. But I do think that, you know, this is not something that you want from your team leader just after Andrew Berry had said that, you know, just how dangerous this is. He wasn't just talking to Shador. He was talking to the whole entire football team
when
he talked about how this is just not what they want from their team. And, of course, I wrote for today in my story that, you know, Jimmy Haslam came out and asked Myles Garrett to even be more of a leader this year. And this is just not something that you want from your team captain, team leader.
Yeah, I can't get over the, you know, the thought here of, you know, you've got a rookie who did something that nobody wanted to see him do. And how can your captain do the same? Like, why wouldn't young guys are going to follow the leader on this thing? I know this is probably going to be a 1 or 2 day story, Mary Kay. I might linger a little bit, but it's not, you know, the end all be all. But, you know, can you, especially with the whole contract stuff in the off season, whether that's business or not, it's a little difficult to look at him and say that guy's a captain. He's a great football player, best player on the team, but to say that he's a leader and a captain, what happened with him getting another speeding ticket does not bode well.
Well, it's just not a good look right now. The Browns have other things that they are dealing with right now that have also not put the organization in a positive light. So what they need from their team leaders and their team captains, they need those guys to be making good headlines only. So I'm sure that they're not happy about this. I know they're not happy about this. Once again, just a couple of months after, less than a month after Andrew Berry came out and sort of harshly rebuked Shador Sanders for his own speeding incident. So again, it's not like he went out and broke some kind of, you know, did something criminal or anything like that, but still it is just not the kind of headlines that you want anybody on the Cleveland Browns to be making right now.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. What have you thought of Dylan Gabriel so far?
Well, here's the thing to remember about Dylan Gabriel, and a lot of people lose sight about this. Dylan Gabriel was asked to do so much more than Shedeur Sanders has been asked to do so far in Browns training camp. He and Kenny Pickett were bearing the brunt of the installation of the new offense. They were being tasked with trying to figure out what was going to work, what wasn't going to work. So the concepts, the calls, everything was a lot more for Dylan than it was for Shedeur. And both of them have done a really nice job with what they have been asked to do. Dylan sacrificed efficiency at times for, you know, in the name of trying to help get this new offense up and running. So that's what people have to think about when they think about Dylan Gabriel. And, you know, now he's had the hamstring, so he really hasn't had an opportunity to show what he can do when maybe they have pared down the offense a little bit or streamlined it a bit to do the things that he does really well.
Let's size up some other positions. What do we learn about the skill position guys, the running backs and the wide receivers?
Well, I think that Jerry Jeudy has looked really good. He's heating up really, really nicely with Joe Flacco. So he's looked good. Said, I think we still need to see some more from Sed Tillman. I think he has some more explosive plays in him that we have yet to see. I think there's more there than we have seen so far from David Njoku. I think Harold Fannin has done a nice job. I think it's unfortunate for the Browns that they don't have Quinshon Judkins yet. I think that is hurting them in a huge way at this point in the season. This is a pivotal week for them, and they still don't have him, and we don't know when he's going to be back with the team. So there are some good things offensively and some challenging things offensively.
With Judkins' situation, Mary Kay, and not opting for the speedy trial, pushing it back until what looks like the end of the season, that would give him the opportunity to play this year, if I'm correct. What does that do for the Browns, and what do you think it would do for them if they suddenly sign him and bring him into camp? That's kind of a tough sell, isn't it?
Well, they have been known to let the legal process play out with a player and bring him in and do what, you know, what the player needs to do. Now, it's not just the legal system that they have to deal with. They also have to deal with the NFL. So I'm sure there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff going on right now. The NFL takes these matters very, very seriously. The Browns take these matters very seriously. I don't know where it's going yet, but I do know that all parties take it very seriously, and we'll just have to see how the league will weigh in on this.
Mary Kay, again, like when we're watching on Saturday, if you're a fan watching, is it sort of an optical illusion? Because I think fans buy into what they see when they watch these games on TV, but knowing that the busy work's going to get done during the week, is it sort of an optical illusion for fans that are watching the game on Saturday?
Well, I do think that you have to, take these preseason games with a big grain of salt. They're not game planning for you. They're not taking away your weaknesses. They're not necessarily out to get you the way they're going to be in a game. So I do think that you have to kind of temper the enthusiasm a little bit, find things to be encouraged and excited about, which is great. That's what Brown fans should do. But also just keep it in a bit of perspective as you go through it.
Last thought. You think starters play week three of the preseason?
Yes, I do. Okay. I think that will be the dress rehearsal game, and they will play. I don't know if they'll play the whole first quarter. That's probably what I would do. I'd give them a quarter to get into a little bit of a rhythm, maybe even a little bit more than that. But, yes, they will play.
All right, Mary Kay, thank you for stopping and dropping everything while you were at the airport to talk to us today. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Mary Kay.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.